What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Locked On Badgers, another show talking about the incredibly huge news with Luke Fickell coming over to the Badgers, replacing Jim Leonard, who was the favorite to get that head coaching job. We got Scott on the show, Justin Rajiv. Scott, we haven't been able to really ping on this yet. We're going to take some Twitter stuff going on, talk about some of the other people maybe coming with Fickell to Wisconsin, a bunch of stuff to get into. And yeah, we're excited for it. Locked On Badgers, your team every day. Let's go.
You are Locked On Badgers, your daily podcast on the Wisconsin Badgers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Locked On Badgers, your team every single day. I'm your host, Ryan Herrings. Really, really glad that all of you are here listening. Glad for Rajiv, Justin, Scott, again, getting the boys back to talk about the huge news. And we're going to keep talking about it. We have a ton to talk about. We went live today already. Rajiv and Justin were on that one. We took a bunch of comments. We wanted to get back together, talk more about Luke Fickell. But first, Scott hasn't really been able to chop this up with us yet. So I want to kick it over to you, man. What was your big picture thoughts here? How surprised were you? Where do you want to go with it? The floor is yours.
Yeah. I mean, it was a whirlwind of emotion because we were all –
yeah,
talking this morning, then all of a sudden someone was like,
yeah,
can you believe this? I didn't see anything. I'm like, what are we talking about?
A little behind the scenes here. Ryan put together a group chat yesterday during the game, so we've been talking back and forth, and I caught the news on Twitter from Pete Thamel and dropped it in the chat, and Everyone just was like, what?
Yeah. And so as the group chat is going, I've got like two texts that haven't gone through, but I'm getting ones that came after that. So I'm like, what is happening? So I'm figuring something happened. So I check out like Wisconsin football on Twitter, and there right at the top, I'm like, you've got to be effing kidding me. So, and of course, you know, at that point I had just gotten off the phone with my dad and we had had a mild disagreement. I'm like, we're not even talking about head coaching, you know, a candidate. It's obviously going to be Leonard. Let's focus on what we do with recruiting and everything else moving forward. So shifting gears, it was obviously a crazy morning. And when it finally, you know, came out that this was real and actually going to happen, I felt like most people, excited and super sad at the same time. You know, I think for most of us, Jim Leonard is one of our all-time favorite Badgers. I had talked with Ryan several times over the past 6 weeks where I'm like, this is going to be, you know, this is going to be an all-time story. It's going to be a fairy tale. He's going to end up coaching for 20 years and be the great. He's going to be better than Barry. He'll be the greatest, you know, player story and the greatest coaching story in the history of the school. Well, fairy tales aren't real. And so, you know, that doesn't happen. Kind of heartbroken for that because I think, you know, it would have been cool to see what he had in store and the vision that he had. The thing that we all saw was we had to change at least the culture on one side of the ball. Mm-hmm. And the thing with Fickell is that, you know, you're going to still get a great defense and you're going to get an offense that's ready made. He knows the Big Ten very well. He played in it. He coached in it. He's a tough-minded coach. I think he fits the program really well. I don't think we could. I mean, the way that this happened, you couldn't pick another coach you'd rather have in the country probably than him.
He's like realistic.
Coach. Realistic, yeah. He's like, and even this didn't feel super realistic before it happened, to be quite honest with you. You know, that's why I was so blown away by it. He kind of comes off as like a, you know, like a more heady version of Bielema. Like, he knows the conference, he knows how to build a program, but he's not such, you know, so much of a Neanderthal as Bielema is, let's be honest.
Right.
You know, so it's super exciting. And then, you know, with some of the locker room, the players and all that stuff, I'm sure we'll get into it more. I think it's going to balance itself out with a lot of the recruits and the players, but in general, couldn't be more excited. Mixed emotions, bittersweet, but excitement prevails. And I can't wait now for next year, especially coming off that game yesterday, where, as Abe Lincoln would say, it went over like a wet blanket. It was just, it was such a bummer. And those last 3 weeks, even though we beat Nebraska, it felt like a loss almost anyways. I mean, it was a real rough go there. I don't know how much you could have expected from Leonard, but if you're not excited today as a Wisconsin fan, you better get your heart checked. I don't know what to say, because this is as excited as I've been about a coaching hire. I wasn't old enough to remember being excited about Barry Alvarez. I was like 10 and my dad was just excited about it. You know, some guy from Nebraska who played linebacker is, you know, I mean, we were so bad. So in my lifetime, this is as excited as I can remember being about the direction of the program and just the promise that we have moving forward, coming off of a few years of a steady decline.
Well, I think you look at this and it's the first time we've looked at it where we didn't feel like we were getting a coach that had a limitation in one spot.
Yes.
Like with Chris coming in, we thought that there were going to be he ended up beating it for a little while there, but we felt like there was going to be recruiting limitation there. And, you know, we didn't know obviously that offense was going to struggle the way it was at the time, but
think that. Yeah.
Mm. Here's a question for you guys. Really quick, kick it around. What was the bigger surprise to you this year? Firing Chris midseason or this Luke Fickell hire?
I think the Luke Fickell hire is the more surprising one, just because I, for one, like most of you, all of you, I think, was completely convinced that it was going to be Leonard. So, yeah, I mean, the Paul Chris thing was surprising at the time, but given the current state of the program at that moment, not that surprising given the fact that we just got blown out by Illinois. So, yeah, this total departure from what we've seen from the Wisconsin program, our entire fandom, is a huge surprise. And it's going to come with a lot of excitement, a little bit of, you know, like Scott said, bittersweet and a little bit of risk. And here we go.
Yeah, for me, it was definitely this, because we discussed him when we initially kind of set our hot board, and we figured at that point it was going to be Leonard. Mm-hmm. But we were legitimately like, you know, if he's going to do this right, who are the guys that we think that are possibilities? And we get a very token discussion of Luke Fickell, because we're like, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then here it happens. And it's like today this is the last thing I was expecting. And that's like when I threw it in the chat with you guys, I'm like, is this serious? Are we going to hear something? And I think I was even saying like, we'll find out in the next 24 to 48 hours, whether this is legit. Like if this is real, now that it's broken, it's either going to happen now or it's not going to happen. And then all of a sudden within like an hour's time, we went from being like, yeah, this is a possibility to this is happening.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely this. I mean, I was in such rage mode for weeks about Chris. I was so ready for it to be over. You know, so I think we all were just like ready for tonight's announcement for Leonard to be named as the head coach. Like, you know, it seemed like he had had talks with McIntosh, and like we had heard from local sports media that it was kind of a done deal. Which I have to question some local sports media who didn't want to talk about Chris firing and then said this was a done deal and they were wrong about both things. But that's a different topic, I guess. Yeah. But anyways, this one, obviously shocking. The craziest year of Wisconsin football, probably, you know, on record.
Which ends in a jolt to our program, unlike anything we've ever seen. So, again, we've talked about roller coaster emotions. You know, we had some, we were kind of excited coming into the year. Then we fell off a cliff. Paul Chris goes away. Here comes Jim Leonard. Is he going to be the savior of the program? And then, boom, jolt, Luke Fickell comes to Wisconsin. I mean, the gamut of emotions that we have felt as Badger fans this year is unlike any other. But we're left with a very promising future that we can all be pretty excited about. And I mean, there's so much to look forward to now.
I was just going to say, sorry, I think actually the firing Chris thing was more surprising to me, but I think I definitely get the points you're making. Only from the standpoint of who Wisconsin has been for 20 years, them firing a coach in the middle of the year, like shocked me. Once that happened, then I felt like, okay, McIntosh is kind of like a loose cannon. Yeah. So it's not as stunning to me that he shifted quickly and went to Luke Fickell. The firing Chris thing, nobody thought, a lot of people thought it should happen.
Yeah.
Nobody thought
it was going to happen when it did.
Yeah.
But we had talked like, oh, Wisconsin's not going to do this. Wisconsin doesn't work that way.
And, yeah. And Chris here, Mack was like,
nope, I'm done with this.
He's his own guy. It's impressive so far. I mean, if it all falls apart, you can blame him in the end. But
and we will.
And we will.
Decisive. And I can't hold that against him. Like, right or wrong, he's making the decisions that he feels are the right choices to make.
Yeah.
And I think the last thing you want is an AD who lacks direction.
Yep.
Because that leads to you just spinning your wheels and the program dying.
No half measures. There's been no half measures with him.
The one thing with McIntosh, and I've talked about this before, is he has eschewed the easy route, right? The easy route was keeping Paul Chryst throughout the year. Nobody would have crushed him for that, especially Army. Nobody would have crushed him for it. The easy route would have been then just moving on to Jim Leonard. Nobody would have crushed him for that. A lot of steps, he's taken the road less traveled, which speaks to, I think, his conviction of how he sees the program. I like it. Now, it could, like Scott said, it could blow up in his face, and in 3 years, we're looking for a new athletic director. Like, that could happen, but I like his conviction.
Yeah, I agree with that. I will say this, having read around kind of the fan bases of the Big Ten West and a few other spots, there's a lot of people that are not happy with Wisconsin getting Luke Fickell. And that, to me, tells you just how well thought of this hiring is. And that includes also our brethren over at Notre Dame that we both get along with and not get along with.
Includes Ohio State fans, right? Like Ohio State. Oh, no, they also assume that they'll just come take him whenever they want, which is, if you're an Iowa State.
They're probably not completely wrong.
They're not.
All right, let's table that for a sec. We do got to take a quick break. We got to get to our sponsors of the show. We got a bunch more coming up, though. We're going to talk about more about Luke Fickell, who we think he's potentially bringing with him, a player that's decommitted. Potential quarterback that might come with. And we got a lot to talk about coming up next on Locked On Badgers. So stick with us. But first, today's show is brought to you by our friends over at Upside. Upside's been one of the best ways to combat inflation, something we're all dealing with as families, as people. We go out to eat, it costs more. You know, I've talked about my McDonald's habits where my drive-through guy knows me by name. I'm one of his preferred customers. He had me fill out a customer survey because they were getting bad reviews there. That's real. That's me in a nutshell. But inflation is taking my McDonald's trips, making them a little more expensive. Upside is a way to help combat that. And it's saving people millions of dollars a week. There's a reason why it has a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. It's because people use it, they love it, and they save money doing it. And we have a great offer for you. To get started, download the app and use our promo code LOCK to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more using promo code LOCKED. And then in a very apropos ad today from our friends over at LOCKED, our LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the number one source to find new quality hires for job openings that you may or may not have. And I am hoping Chris McIntosh went to LinkedIn, used its powerful search function, and found a new head coach in Luke Fickell, probably perused his LinkedIn resume and really liked it. LinkedIn is the number one source for professional networks, finding and expanding your network or finding the right hires for your small business. There's a reason why it's been rated the number one app for finding quality hires by small businesses for the third year in a row, building a dynasty with this. Really great tools to help screen out candidates that have no business applying for your job. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockdowncollege. That's linkedin.com/lockdowncollege. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. All right, let's keep rolling here. Let's get everybody back in the show. As always, I cannot tell y'all enough how much I appreciate everybody tuning in, all the great guests that we have, the people in the community, in the Discord. It's awesome. Let's kick it back around here, and it doesn't really matter who we start with. I wanted to talk a little bit about Luke Fickell, the coach. And Rajiv, I know you wanted to touch on his defense a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. He currently runs a 3-3-5, kind of a bit of a variation defense. Obviously, when, you know, Aranda got here and then with Wilcox and Leonard, we've run the 3-4, which has been very, very successful for us. Our defense, we all can agree, has been the strong point of our program for many years. So that, to me, is one thing I think about right away is, okay, what are we going to run now? You know, and the 3-3-5 is different. Obviously, it's got three down linemen and three linebackers, five defensive backs. It provides more speed right off the bat. Obviously, you've got more defensive backs out there. Obviously, the thing that you think of right away. Is it going to be able to shut down the run? But Cincinnati's actually had a very good defense. They performed very well with that. So, you know, as we talk more about who he's going to bring with him, it'll be interesting to find out what that defense is going to look like. I think as for me, I want the defense to really not be tinkered with too much. It's very successful. But if he has wrinkles, that's fine. I mean, if he wants to bring something, I'm good with it, but it needs to still be successful. I think we can all agree that the offensive side of the ball is going to get a heck of a lot better. Anyone coming in would have brought that. So how is the defense going to look next year? And I'm going to do some more research on his defense, and I'm interested to watch some of their games. Honestly, I haven't had the chance in the 12 hours we've all known about this, but it's going to be really exciting to see what he brings, how he tailors what we already have. Obviously it depends on what players stay, what players go, who he might bring with him from Cincinnati or from other schools. But you know, this could be a bit of a change that we see on the defensive side, but there's no reason to think that we're not going to be strong given the fact that he has had good defensive stats at Cincinnati.
And I'm just going to go, Scott or Justin, anything else that you want to tack on here with Luke Fickell? Anything else you're really excited about him individually as a coach coming in?
Honestly, the biggest thing for me is like infrastructure. I feel very confident that we're going to put things in place for recruiting to maximize whatever it is that Wisconsin's ceiling is here. And I think that is a huge deal for Wisconsin. And I think that from a player development standpoint, we've talked about is his one of the guys coming with him is Brady Collins, who is a extremely well thought of S&C guy. So if that's going to be the case and we're going to get somebody in here who's a difference maker at strength and conditioning, that can be a huge deal. Because I will say this, I have not been impressed with Wisconsin's strength and conditioning over the last few seasons. It just, we do not seem to have that extra oomph either on the offensive line and at times the defensive line. Other than Benton, you know, it's kind of like, all right, these guys are okay, but there's not like difference makers that we're looking at. Like these guys are just beasts out there.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
I think, you know, so I think in the last few years, I've probably seen 7 or 8 Cincinnati games. And, one thing that I noticed about them is just explosive athletes out there. I mean, we see it reflected with the guys who are drafted, but just a lot more of an attacking style on both sides of the ball. I mean, our defense, again, I agree with Rajiv. I don't want it tinkered with too much. At the same time, he runs a similar enough style. And, they are an attacking style, lots of speed, lots of athleticism.
More aggressive at the corner position, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And which, again, going back to yesterday, you know, just felt like throwing things through the wall. But on the offensive side of the ball, too, you know, Ritter had, 350 yards rushing last year, some more of a dual threat, and then big plays, chunk plays, being aggressive. It's going to be a breath of fresh air. I do think, you know, Justin, we were talking today, a lot's going to depend on what happens with players. But looking, you know, for this next year, although this next season, we got one more year left in the Big West, and our schedule is as easy as it's ever going to be again. Mm-hmm. Like that schedule is, you know, the one really tough game we've got is OSU at home. So, you know, and Day's going to be on the hot seat. I mean, he lost a game this year. So,
I mean, a big game to lose. You know, listen, going back to what Justin said about recruiting. Sorry, Ryan.
No, I was just going to say we want Day to do well. That's all I was going to say. Let's cheer for him now.
Recruiting is a big thing of this. I think they had the 27th ranked recruiting class, and he has consistently turned 3-star guys into 9 NFL draft picks last year behind only LSU and Georgia. That is a huge selling point. So I think, you know, when we look at what he's bringing to this program, recruiting is such a big deal. And, you know, it's a needed change because we've had so many issues with Paul Chris not even filling the roles in the department last year. It is going to be a major focus. Also, he's got more familiarity with NIL and how to properly work that. We have the resources for it. So the recruiting is going to be such a big thing that he brings to this program. And we've talked about this year, even Jim Leonard talked about how development, we have to get back to that developmental culture. He's going to do that. And he's going to bring in better guys, develop them better, sell the NFL to them, And we could be seeing a lot better talent at our level. Plus, this is Wisconsin now, right? So right. the 27th ranked recruiting class turns into top 20 just because of who we are, what conference we play in. So this is a big game changer. He's bringing a defense that's been successful. He's clearly bringing an offense that's been successful. He's bringing recruiting. He's bringing a lot.
Yeah. Well, let me ping on to the recruiting thing there.
One last thing. An offense that's averaged 250 yards passing per game.
Right.
He's bringing the forward pass with them. That's going to be a there's going to be old people in Camp Randall.
Wisconsin's playing rugby. Everyone else is playing football. Like, just throw it backwards.
I want to ping back what Rajiv is saying, because to me, that's maybe one of the most exciting things outside of hiring a guy. Like, obviously, I think to me, the most exciting thing is hiring a dude who's proven it. Like, he's done it. He's literally can point to the track record and say, I've gotten a team to the playoffs. There's very few coaches who can do that. I mean, seriously, how many active coaches have actually been to the playoffs, right? And not that many. But he's apparently also, and sources are indicating, he's bringing Max Steinecker and Pat Lambert with him. Those are the dudes heading up his recruiting department who have been called recruiting geniuses. Like, if you go to a Cincinnati board, they're almost as broken up losing these guys as they are losing Fickell. And I looked up an article with both of these guys, again, Lambert and Steinecker, who kind of headline his recruiting department. And one of the things they're, first of all, incredibly impressive article about how detailed they are. There was a question about how are these Cincinnati coaches going to handle Wisconsin in-state recruiting. Here's a quote from this recruiting department. Our role is to make sure we're very thorough. I don't want there to ever be a situation where there's a kid from Ohio, our own backyard, and a coach comes to me and asks, who is this guy? I don't think it's ever really happened here, but if it does, we correct it immediately. Like, there's legitimate dudes. So even like Mickey Turner, he has never been a recruiting director. Mm-hmm. These guys cut their teeth in the recruiting department. They've been doing it for a long time, and they're coming to Madison. Mm-hmm. I'm telling y'all, this could be really exciting.
And he can now open up the state of Ohio for us, which obviously Ohio State's the king of that state, and that's fine. But he has the selling point of, listen, you might not get playing time at Ohio State. Come here.
Right.
I sent players to the NFL. You're playing in a Big Ten program. You can beat those guys at Ohio State. Like, that's – he can open up a massive hotbed of recruiting, which we all know the state of Ohio is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they – you know, OSU can't get them all. Yeah. You know, I mean –
they recruit nationally. They actually I would say, what, maybe a quarter of their recruiting class is normally from the actual state of Ohio at this point.
Right. So if we just continue to lock down Wisconsin and maybe find some of those hidden gems that still sneak out too of the state, you know, for the – listen, the last couple of years, we have not locked the state down.
No, we haven't.
So that used to be something that we just took for granted. Like, we'd get six out of the top 10 dudes in state. And so, you know, hopefully we can return to that and have more of a presence in Ohio and Michigan. You know, they do Ohio, Michigan, Indiana. I saw like Maryland and the DC area. And what we did talk about too earlier was, it seems like it has to be a package deal too, with us making, putting a lot more of an emphasis on recruiting now, you know, moving forward. You don't think Fickell would have come if we didn't, you know, kind of put our money where our mouth was with all this. Like,
great point.
And we're, you know, you're not going to just dip your toe into a move like this. He's putting all of his chips to the center.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's really quickly. I want to touch on that because that's such a good point. And there's a reason we bring Scott on the show, because he's the smartest one of us all, or at least smarter than me. Definitely smarter than me, not the other two. But
definitely not.
Job interviews are as much about the person giving the interview selling the applicant as vice versa, right? So Chris McIntosh in the University of Wisconsin also sold Luke Fickell on this, which means, to Scott's point, they sold him on, you can come here and you will have more resources, because he's not a desperate dude. He doesn't need to make a move. He's making a move because he considers Wisconsin a great spot, and he's had opportunities to go other places that people would call great spots, and he's turned them down to come to eventually Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. That should give everyone a whole bunch of happiness on the inside.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Everybody loves this guy. Like, everybody. Like,
we have to take a really quick break again. I have to try to keep our breaks in here. Yeah, coming up, we got more. I have some comments. I'm going to kick it around to you guys. Actually, give you each one comment to react to and see what you think of it from Twitter, from big time Twitter personalities. And then I want to do a little buy or sell on a few more issues here. And again, this is not the last time we're talking Luke Fickell. We're going to be talking this hire and this transition for.
It's going to be a long winter.
Beautiful winter.
So that's coming up next. Make sure you stick around for the Spire Cell and some user comments that all of these folks are going to interact with. But first, today's show is brought to you by Nissan. This week's thrilling moment in college football is brought to you by Nissan. The thrilling designs behind the new lineup from Nissan are intended to empower drivers in vehicles as capable as the drivers themselves. When I think of unbelievable moments in college football history, again, I've talked about this. We did a live show earlier. I usually talk about Melvin Gordon's 408, right, as a thrilling moment, or Russell Wilson's first run against UNLV, or beating Kentucky's 38-0 team. But for me, this thrilling moment in college football history for the Badgers is just today. It's hiring one of the top coaches in the college football landscape, bringing him to Madison, and potentially elevating this program into something that we haven't seen. So that's what I'm excited about. To me, that's the thrilling moment. This segment has been inspired by the thrilling new designs featured across Nissan's new lineup of vehicles. Pursue what thrills you in the all-new Frontier, Armada, or Pathfinder today. Available now at Nissan.com. All right, NissanUSA.com, I'm sorry. So let's get everybody back in here. And again, I appreciate so much. These guys are all incredible. And I took some comments, right? I also wanted to point out that Christopher Turek, the four-star offensive tackle, he committed, went to Notre Dame. We're not going to talk about that a lot today just because we don't have time. And there's going to be a bunch of decommitments, and we're probably going to do a whole show where we talk about those and players coming in. But I do want to point that out, and I'd be remiss if I didn't do that. All right. So I have a couple comments I pulled from local media, from national media. I'm going to kick it to all of you. Just one comment for each person, and I want you to respond to it. Rajiv, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Tom Oates. Luke, who is a local beat reporter for Wisconsin. Luke Fickell was a great hire. Leonard would have been a better hire. Just because he was already here doesn't mean he was status quo. Been told he had a great vision for the program. And then it goes on a little bit. I can only put 200 characters in here, but that's the gist of it. I didn't cut out anything important.
Yeah, I mean, look, we all thought Jim Leonard would have been good for the program, but Luke Fickell is a better hire. When you look at his track record, Jim Leonard coached 7 games. He's been head coach for 7 years. So let's understand that Fickell is the better hire. That being said, The point that kind of, you know, that needs to be made, and we've kind of talked about a little bit earlier, is I think specifically that this hire does come with some risk. It comes with the risk of when Ohio State opens up, he will probably go there. Now people could disagree with me. He might not, depending on where he is with the program, but there's reason to believe that that's where he really wants to be. And I think that's one of the fears that a lot of Badger fans and writers have right now. I know Ryan Day went 11-1, but the one loss prevented them from going to the Big Ten championship. It's a huge game for them. If that happens next year, that's 3 in a row against Michigan. I'm not saying he's going to lose his job, but I am saying that Luke Fickell is not Jim Leonard in the sense that he's going to be here for 15 years. He will look elsewhere when given the opportunity. That's an understandable thing. There is risk involved in that. I don't really necessarily want to be looking over our shoulder the whole time about who's coming and when Ohio State's going to call for him. But as far as this particular comment, he is a great hire, and he's a better hire than Jim Leonard because he is a better coach. He's proven it. He's proven it before. You know, the one thing I want to add to this is there is other risk as well. We're leaving the tradition of what Wisconsin has done in the past. Look at what Michigan did when they hired Rich Rodriguez. I'm not trying to make parallels here. I'm just trying to say, like, when you go away from tradition, Rich Rodriguez drove Michigan's program into the ground. And so I'm not saying that's going to happen here. I'm just saying that when you have the divided fan base that you kind of have right now and a little bit of this, you can kind of see both sides. But because there is inherent risk with that change. Scott pointed out earlier in our chat that, you know, Luke Fickell's a Big Ten guy. He coached here. He knows the system. And I think that's true. It's that Rich Rodriguez tried to really mess things up at Michigan. But so it's different. But there is risk. I understand the fan base and people saying that, you know, maybe they wanted Leonard, but from a pure football standpoint and what we've seen and their resumes, Fickell is the better hire.
That's really well said. And I agree. Yeah, that's really well said. All right, Justin, you up?
Yep.
From the Big Cat. It sucks. I love Jim Leonard, but the program needs a shot in the arm if it wants to stay competing at the level it's been at the last 20 years. Luke Fickell is the coach that will surpass that.
Yeah, I'll be upfront. We talked about it earlier. I love this hire. I agree, and I feel terrible for Leonard, but, you know, kind of dovetailing off of the comment that was made in Rajiv's situation, I think you can look at the vision that somebody has, and you don't know until you see it's implemented if that vision will actually bear fruit. Well, Luke Fickell has already proven that what he sees is good quality football and how to run a team works. And that's one of the things that we have going through here now, is that you have a guy who is going to have additional resources that Cincinnati couldn't provide to him to take things even a step further. We talked about it a little earlier with, you know, the assistance pool, which I think is going to give him some flexibility that he didn't previously have at Cincinnati, and give him the opportunity to bring in some guys that maybe just weren't even options for him there. And you have an opportunity for, even from a recruiting staff, he might even get on it even better now, just because he can bring in guys who have proven themselves a little bit more and are thought of as high, you know, high-end recruiters that he probably didn't have access to before. So looking at this, there's a lot to like about this. Now, everything has to come together. Do I expect it to happen next year? Probably not. There's going to be an incredible amount of upheaval that happens over the course of this offseason. If he has, how he can win the press conference kind of with this is, if he can kind of backfill with a similar level to what he's going to lose, it will be an incredibly impressive display for him to come in.
Yeah, that's also really well said, as always, by Justin. All right, we're giving you the money quote, Scott, from the man himself, from Luke Fickell. This is a destination job at a program that I've admired from afar for years. I'm in total alignment with Chris McIntosh's vision for the program. There's a tremendous foundation that I look forward to building upon. Again, I can't fit the whole quote on there, but that's – yeah, how does that make you feel?
I mean, it was great to see, and, you know – part of me, I really wonder about the OSU thing with him. And I'm just going to
do it.
Talk about this briefly. He was passed over twice for that job. And he could have just stayed at Cincinnati for five more years and waited for that to open up, too. That would have been really easy. And he could have kept his family in Ohio the whole time. So I'm not totally convinced that he will go to Ohio State, especially if he experiences a really high level of success at Wisconsin. This tells me that he sees what us fans have seen for a long time, and that is a program that has the potential to go to that next level. Obviously, he's confident that he can take us to that next level. We thought we were going to do it after 2017 when, you know, Chris took us to the 13-1 season. That's kind of when everything fell apart. Without Jonathan Taylor, it would have fallen apart. But, you know, it's the right thing to say, obviously, when you're getting hired at a new job. But he didn't have to leave. He was offered several jobs throughout the last, you know, over the last couple of years that were quality jobs that most coaches would have taken in his situation. And he took this job. And a lot of it is what we've talked about before. Wisconsin does have a rich history, but it's an interesting place because while Barry took us to heights we hadn't experienced before, we still haven't, you know, reached the pinnacle. We haven't reached the top. And if he can be that guy who can take Wisconsin to the top, It will be so much more rewarding for him than doing it, I think, at a place like Ohio State or Alabama, which is what they expect every year. And it's just a turnstile of great coaches for 50 years who just always, you know, experience high levels of success. I'm obviously being biased. I'm a Wisconsin fan. But like with the Bucks, like I said, Giannis winning a title in Milwaukee is worth LeBron winning five in LA, you know, just because of where it is, the small market, and what it means to, you know, I mean, LA's won 20 championships and the Bucks have won two now, you know, so I think that he'll get a lot more recognition too if he's able to take Wisconsin to that next step. We've been so close, and then with Chris falling off. If he can be the guy who gets us to a couple college football playoffs, if he can get us to even a championship game, I mean, you know, these are kind of pie in the sky right now, but this is why they hired him to do this, to achieve those goals. So if he can be that guy, I mean, he's going to go down as an absolute legend.
It could be Wisconsin's Dabo Swinney.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Perfect parallel, because Clemson was nowhere before him. Mm-hmm. And look where they are now. They're mentioned in every single discussion of the blue blood programs of college football. And they were, you know, they were there before.
That's really well said. All right, gentlemen, we're going to wrap that up here. We actually have an interview coming up with the Locked On Bearcats guy. So we're going to try to dive into the X's and O's side a little bit more with that one as well. And listen, this is not the last time we're going to get together and talk about this or the fallout, repercussions, upsides, circumstances, whatever. We're going to talk about this a lot more. So I thank all you gentlemen, as always, for jumping on the show. Everyone listening to the show, it's grown so much. We're over 1,500 subscribers now. It's because of people like this on the show, quite frankly. So appreciate y'all so much. On Wisconsin. We're going to keep talking about this for sure. Yeah. And exciting times. Yeah. Let's get it. And we'll talk tomorrow.